Trey McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Belgian police have killed two suspects and captured a third in a counter-terrorism operation in the eastern town of Verviers on Thursday. Prosecutor Eric Vandersipt said at a news briefing that police raided a terrorist cell set on conducting major and imminent attacks in Belgium.
During the investigation, we found that this group was about to commit terrorist attacks in Belgium.
He said one person was detained in the raid and no police officers were wounded. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Paris to give what he has called a big hug to the French capital after last week's terrorist attack by Islamist extremists. The White House has admitted it made a mistake by not sending a high-level representative to a massive anti-terrorism march in Paris Sunday. Other world leaders attended that march. Meanwhile, French President François Hollande said earlier Thursday that moderate Muslims are the ones hurt worst by extremist attacks. Speaking at the Arab World Institute in Paris, he said that Islam can be compatible with democracy, but called fundamentalist Islam fanatical and intolerant.
Les Français de confession musulmane.
He said that French Muslims have the same rights and the same duties as all French citizens. Two more funerals for victims of the Charlie Hebdo shooting were held on Thursday. Cartoonist Georges Wolinski and Bernard Verlach, who used the pen name Tinu. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan has made a surprise visit to northeastern Borno State, the center of the Boko Haram insurgency. Mr. Jonathan, who is campaigning for re-election, spoke to troops at an army barracks and met with hundreds of civilians displaced from Baga, a town captured by the insurgents earlier this month. Boko Haram has killed thousands of people and seized large parts of Borno State, despite a state of emergency Mr. Jonathan declared there in two neighboring states in May of 2013. Pope Francis received a roaring welcome to the Philippines Thursday as he began a keenly awaited five-day visit to Asia's largest Roman Catholic country. A huge crowd of school children danced for the Pope as he exited his plane to a greeting from Philippine President Benigno Aquino. Thousands of people lined the streets of Manila cheering the pontiff as he and his convoy drove by. During his flight to Manila, Pope Francis spoke to reporters about last week's terrorist attacks in Paris. He defended freedom of expression as a fundamental human right, but said, "You cannot provoke or insult the faith of others." The highlight of the Pope's trip will be a huge open-air mass on Sunday in Manila. Some 6 million people are expected to turn out for that service. Indonesian search and rescue officials say divers will attempt again Friday to reach the wreckage of Air Asia Flight 8501. Bad weather and rough seas prevented Indonesian Navy divers from reaching the main section of the Airbus A320, which crashed December 28th in the Java Sea with 162 people aboard. A 30-meter-long fuselage portion with a wing attached was spotted on the bottom of the sea Wednesday. Officials say that once all the victims are recovered, they will attempt to lift the wreckage from the sea bottom. Hollywood has named its 2015 Academy Award nominees for the coveted Oscar statuettes, with a mix of dramas, comedies, and historical biographies dominating the list announced Thursday. Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences head Cheryl Boone Isaacs announced the nominees for Best Picture.
American Sniper, Birdman, or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, Boyhood, The Grand Budapest Hotel, The Imitation Game, Selma, The Theory of Everything, and Whiplash.
Birdman and the Grand Budapest Hotel led the nominees with 9 each. The Academy Awards will be handed out February 22nd in Hollywood. And new rules relaxing trade and travel restrictions from the United States to Cuba will be implemented beginning on Friday. The Obama administration has a goal of normalizing ties with Havana. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.